Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, give me a second here, Ed. Come over here, look at this. Tell me, I've got my computer screen pulled up.
And your cursor.
And I don't have my mouse, my hand on the mouse, and the cursor's still bumping around, isn't it?
It is.
So, I mean, can you have a possessed computer screen, like a demonically possessed computer screen?
I don't think it's your screen. I think it's your mouse.
My mouse has got a demon?
Has some sort of entity controlling it.
You want to cast it out for me real quick?
I've never been trained in casting out
demons in a computer mouse control?
A computer mouse.
Okay.
I'll have to look up in my manual.
All right. You do that. You look up in your exorcism manual. See what you come up with there. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It could be the fact that you're on the Google homepage. You know, they're one of the only big tech companies that hasn't
they're
started.
Unholy? They're only, unholy?
They're one of the only big tech companies that hasn't started winding back its
DEI
stuff, yeah. So,
well, it just maybe other people have encountered.
It's probably some sort of vibration on the table itself.
Right, I'm picking up good vibration.
Well, that's
you're giving me excitation.
Yeah, see, Steve is too.
Yeah, that's not what I meant, but I understand what you meant. But it's probably just something to do
it's kind of weird because I've got
mine's not doing it.
I don't have my hand on the. On the mouse that controls the...
it could be the power of your personality affecting it.
The aura?
The aura, yes.
Yeah, an aura. Wesley Wildman with us. Wesley, Ed, Steve Paisley, Jordahl.
I actually know what song you're talking about.
You do?
Just because that's what we play at the baseball games. That's where...
You're talking Beach Boys.
Play the Beach Boys?
They play a variety of 70s and 80s.
By the way, did you know...
They're retro.
Yeah.
They go retro.
Did you know that the Beach Boys, one of their closest friends is Alex McPherson?
Alex
McFarland?
I was going to say, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Alex McFarland.
Alex McFarland knows the guys in the Beach Boys. He's actually played with them, not in a concert, but.
You're making that up.
No, he's told me that before too.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, some of the Beach Boys, they're no longer with us.
Yeah.
But the ones who are remaining, Alex plays with, I didn't know Alex played an instrument.
Oh, he plays a guitar. I mean, he's not world class or anything, but yeah, he does.
And I had no idea.
This relationship with the Beach Boy, I don't know if the one he's closest to, I don't know if it's the one that died or not, but they often talk, and Alex kind of shares spiritual truths with him and everything.
So. Yeah.
Dad plays the cello.
I play a little bit with Van Halen.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a few concerts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On the cello?
Yeah, it's a cello. It's in the background.
Yeah. You weren't right
out
front.
Well, the road just wore me out. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah. I've heard about that.
One stadium after another.
Yeah, don't even know what town you're in.
You don't know what town you're in. I couldn't go on like that.
I don't know how you do that. You just take off and make something up out of whole cloth and never crack. Your personality is just Mr. Dry. Mr. Drysdale.
I think we've lost control of this show.
Make something up and make it sound like it's real.
All right. Steve, over to you.
Hey, I want to talk for a second about Elon Musk. Can we?
Absolutely. At this point, we'll talk about anything.
Elon Musk, as most people know, has multiple businesses that he runs, like intimately involved in their leadership and their tech decisions and everything. He's got a brain computer startup called Neuralink that is exploring putting a chip into a human brain. Nothing complicated about that. Then there's the Boring Company, which drills tunnels.
Right.
He's got
quite efficiently.
Right. He's got a startup, an AI startup called XAI. He also has X, of course.
Right.
And he has Tesla. Right. So he's involved in all of those. Right. So you wonder where he's going to get the time to do this Doge thing. Right.
Yes. The Department of Government Efficiency.
Right. And okay, on top of that, and he has been, I mean, he's been very, very active in that. On top of that, at the end of, through the end of last year, through the end of July, he posted on X about 13,000 times. It's about 61 posts a day. So it's time to do that, right? Where's he finding the time?
That's does he do that himself, or does he have somebody?
No, he does it himself. I got one more for you. He has just announced that he is one of the world's top players of the video game Diablo 4.
Interesting.
That is a game produced by, I think, Blizzard Entertainment. I've never played it.
Well, he
I'm going to play something called Diablo, right. Which means devil.
He has. He has. He put a video out showing him going something called The Pit in under 2 minutes. Apparently, it's difficult. I don't play it either. A 29-year-old devotee to the Diablo game says it took him 80 hours to reach the 129th tier of Pit. And he would have to play, like, all day, every day to get that. And Musk is doing everything else and plays. So there's a little bit of his multitasking. They talk about him on the phone. He's playing Diablo or whatever, video game. And he's on the phone with SpaceX talking about rocket launches.
While he's playing a video game. Now, I do something akin to that. I can watch a hockey game and talk to my wife at the same time.
Let's see how
multitasking.
Yes, it is.
However, I have also experienced what Tim has talked about, the terror of not really paying attention to what your wife is saying.
You know what I just said?
And then hearing that question. What did I just say?
Right.
I think you said the Bruins are going to win.
So this, what you're saying is that this dude is a lot smarter than the rest of us.
And quicker. And he matches Trump. Trump is said to have been endless energy. I mean, he outruns his campaign staff half his age.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. All right, I want to get to something a little more serious. In fact, quite a bit more serious. I just came across this, and it is truly disturbing.
By the way, let me just go ahead. This is very dark, folks. So I'm going to toss out a little parental advisory. Be careful if you have little ones listening, because this is horrifying. Okay.
So Canada is among the countries that has embraced euthanasia. And at first it was for terminally ill people that were in too much pain. And, you know, within 3 months of death or so, then they could terminate or have a doctor help them terminate their own life. And we who oppose euthanasia have always said that's a slippery slope. Even under the best of circumstances, the 3 month thing, we don't like people playing God. I mean, it's your life from birth to natural death.
Yeah.
So euthanasia is bad on a whole lot of levels, but they have just some doctors in Canada are now suggesting killing euthanasia victims by taking their organs out for organ donation
before they die.
Before they're dead. I'm sure they're unconscious, but yeah.
Now that's to me is just that is demonic. Okay, the reasoning behind doing that, they're not the first ones to suggest that, but this is the first time I've heard of doctors making the recommendation that when you have people who are organ donors, mm-hmm. the whole purpose, the success of organs being donated is to, I even hate to use this word, but this is the word they use, harvest those organs before the person is actually maybe officially dead. So maybe there's
brain dead, but
keep the body alive in order to harvest the organs, because that makes transplanting them more likely to be successful. So what these doctors are saying is somebody who is going to commit suicide, you want to take those organs before the poison completely takes effect or whatever they're going to inject them, so you don't affect the organs. But the people are still alive.
Yeah. So I got a question for you, Ed. Is anybody making money off of organ donations?
It's hugely lucrative.
Then what could possibly go wrong with getting a process where you actually harvest the or get the organs before the guy's dead? And maybe we should have more people because we need organs, you know.
Yes.
So let's reduce the bar.
That's the temptation with all of these kinds of things, is that and people mock the idea of the slippery slope argument because it can be overused. In other words, if you start here,
sure,
you wind up way down here. But this is a perfect example of how that slippery slope argument is actually true.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the only example. We had Oregon, I believe, has euthanasia as a state option. And it started also as terminally ill people that have no chance of recovery and they just don't want to go through the process. But now, if you're mentally disturbed, if you're depressed, and a psychologist thinks that you cannot get past the depression and you want to kill your life, well, we've got, you know, medical assisted dying. Let's go ahead and do that.
And that's an organ?
So this is
Canada that I was just talking about.
Yeah, but the United States illustration of the slippery slope was from
Oregon. Yeah.
Well, that's so parents, you can come back. You do whatever you want, but that was the story that we wanted to give because who wants to explain to their children what it means to harvest organs before they're
right?
Before
oh
the
man,
person's
talk
dead.
About it.
That's terrifying.
Fuel for nightmares.
Yes.
All right. So we've been talking also now about Donald Trump and his expansionistic goals, right? He wants to buy Greenland and get over to take the Panama Canal and make Canada the 51st state.
Well, the Gulf of Mexico's going to be renamed the Gulf of America.
It is going to be renamed to the Gulf of America. In fact, this is what Trump said about that. Cut 12.
It's ours. We're going to be changing sort of the opposite of Biden, where he's closing everything up, essentially getting rid of $50 to $60 trillion worth of assets. We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
What does he mean by it's ours?
I guess he means if we want to take it, we can take it. I think he's kidding about that. I don't think that's...
How do you know
he's as cold as Ed is, Tim is when he talks about his jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can never tell. No, good point. I can't read into his mind and say he's kidding.
You wouldn't want to.
But I don't see that happening is what I'm saying. And I don't see Rand McNally changing the maps or any of those kind of things.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's introducing...
Legislation
to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Yeah, but that's not a congressional prerogative.
Whose prerogative is it to name?
That's what I want to know.
That's good. That's a good point.
Well, you got to have somewhere to park Greenland.
You're going to move it?
Yeah, if you're going to move it, the Gulf of Mexico is a good place.
Does Rand McNally name the?
No. Well, that's a good question. I don't know who named Australia and
right.
You know, can you change it? Well, you know, Australia might be able to.
And most of those things are probably ancient.
But New Zealand can't change Australia's name. And what I'm saying is we don't own the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, then how did it become Gulf of Mexico?
I that's a great question. I don't know who named it. This probably goes back to the time when the Spanish came over and conquered Mexico and Central and South America, and they just called it the Gulf of Mexico, and then everybody else did.
I saw some editorial naming all of Trump's acquisition goals as the Donroe Doctrine.
The Donroe instead of Monroe Doctrine?
Exactly.
After the former president? Well, my son told me something about he saw a meme on X or something, social media somewhere. Someone had posted a video or a picture of Trump looking down at his computer screen. And then, of course, the next frame is you see what he was looking at, and it's his Amazon account and what was in his cart. And what's in his cart is Greenland and Canada and Panama Canal.
Right.
And those are all the things he's buying next.
Well, listen, guys, if you put four or five of them out there and you get two of the five, that's pretty good. You grab a Greenland, you grab a Canada, and you move on and say, look, we lost the other three, but we got these two.
I think we're playing risk.
Yes, playing risk.
I think Vladimir Putin said that about 4 years ago, and see where that got
him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the same problem with Greenland.
Yeah, I don't think we're going
to. Oh, there's not an army in Greenland to resist?
Not all 56.
50,000 people, we learned yesterday.
Yeah, maybe they do have
Our Navy may be met by the fishing boats.
Well,
as we try to come up,
he's talking about buying Greenland, not invading.
That's right.
Right. Well,
good clarification.
Well, that's
right. Big difference.
Yeah.
Well, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
I said, hold on just a minute.
Oh, absolutely. I'm holding. I'm holding.
I said it emphatically. Trump did say he wouldn't rule out using the military.
For which one?
That was to prevent China or Russia from doing something, right? Or did I get that wrong?
Maybe it was also to help with the deportations.
All right, Wesley, you're the Google master.
About to get Googled up.
I'm telling you, I saw this on the news earlier today. Type in Trump doesn't rule out military and see what comes up.
For which five? Which of the five? Greenland?
Just type that phrase in and see what comes
up. I think that was a Panama Canal. Yeah, well... No, it's both.
That's what I'm talking about. What did he say? What did Trump say?
We need full context here, and that could take a minute.
Hey, National Review, Trump won't rule out military economic coercion to take control of Greenland.
And?
So I wasn't lying.
No, you weren't.
And Panama Canal.
And Panama.
And the Panama Canal, it's a twofer.
Now, the Panama Canal, I totally agree with. I don't think we should have ever given control of the Panama Canal.
You know what they call people who give stuff away and take it back?
I got just absolutely ran over.
Call them American givers.
I'm fixing to say, I used the other phrase, and my word, I didn't know we were a PC program, but apparently we are.
What, Indian givers?
You should all right, get them. Get them.
Yeah.
That's the expression said we're all kind of dancing around.
Yeah, well, that's what we've always said, but
listen,
I haven't heard Indians say it.
My understanding is Indian is fine, just as valid as Native Americans. Indians themselves call themselves Indians.
Right.
But it is a little hypocritical for us to use the expression Indian giver.
Right.
When really it was...
When we were about to take back Panama.
Well, we were the ones taking stuff back from Indians when we signed treaties.
Just to be clear, we're talking about feather, not dot.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. Okay, the point of this is, I told y'all that President-elect Trump, soon to be the president in the White House, he said he would not rule out using the military to take Greenland and to take Panama.
Well, he said he would not rule out using military or economic coercion to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. I personally think, again, I don't know what's in Donald Trump's mind. The military would probably be more appropriate to use for the Panama Canal.
All right. Because
there's Chinese everywhere around there with quote-unquote business ventures. And in the event of a war with Taiwan, they'll blow that thing up.
Okay, can I just say something without being dunked in the water by MAGA? Okay, for just a minute.
I doubt it, but
can't speak for MAGA, but yeah, okay. Go ahead. Take your best shot.
Let me just say something about this, because you laugh it off. We laugh it off.
Yeah.
Because Trump says a lot of stuff that's just so outlandish, it can't be.
Canada's not going to become the 51st state.
Yeah. Right. For example, you just go, that's just Trump being Trump. Well, okay. When the left says and others say, now hear me out. Don't. That Trump has a dictatorial attitude toward governing.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff they're talking about.
They'll point to that as an example.
They'll point to that, and we'll just say, oh, come on, he doesn't really mean that. But when he says, I would say, I can joke around with the best of them, but I don't think a president should say stuff about using our military that he doesn't mean.
He didn't say he would. He said he wouldn't rule it out.
Can I add some context to this?
Hold on. Let me finish. Okay, So you might say, well, come on, Tim. He doesn't mean he's not going to invade the fishermen. And our Navy's not going to be taking on the fishermen of Greenland.
Right.
He's the one that said it. They asked him, and he said, I wouldn't rule out taking Greenland by force with the military. Go ahead. What's the context for that?
The reporter did ask him specifically if the military's on the table. And he says he's not ruling it out, but I say that because I would be stupid to answer that question. You don't talk about tactics
out loud. No, that's not an answer.
But that's what he said.
No, well, that's not an answer. That's a dumb answer.
Not what Steve's saying.
Not what Steve said. Right. No, Trump shouldn't say that. Trump should say, we're not going to invade Greenland with our military. Come on. Next question.
Yeah.
He should not say, I don't know, we might. Wesley, you were going to say what?
Nothing.
Do you have anything in defense of President Trump on this one?
On Panama Canal, yes. I would leave that on the table. What for Greenland, though?
Well, that's what Ed said.
Yeah, I support Ed for president.
But Greenland, you're not sending the Marines to land on Greenland?
No.
Okay.
No chance.
First of all, it's a non-starter with Greenland. Denmark would have to grant Greenland independence.
I do get something to add at the end here.
Go ahead.
Denmark would have to grant Greenland independence first. Then Greenland would have to vote to be bought by the United States. So that, to me, that's a non-starter. But, however, to your point, Tim, if we invade Denmark first and take that, then we get Greenland.
Anyway, go ahead, Wesley. Are you going to say anything about this?
I don't want to get too serious here. Are we going to get? Is it okay if I get?
I'm going to say I agree with Tim.
Yeah,
absolutely. You should not joke around about taking away the sovereignty of other nations. Listen, the CIA does that enough. Mm-hmm. The CIA actually does this in overthrowing governments. Okay, I'm not sure I agree with 98% of what the CIA does in terms of that. But you should not publicly. It's humiliating. And I don't think you should throw your weight around to say, hey, we're going to take Canada or, you know, hey, we're going to Mexico, you have no say in it. It's now the Gulf of America, Caribbean island.
That's
nations.
How he operates.
I just think that, and folks, for those of you who are supporters of Donald Trump, for the next 4 years, we are sometimes going to criticize the president because we talk about issues. And
right.
So please don't scream at us. We're glad he's the president.
Right.
We're glad Kamala Harris is not. But we are going to at times criticize him as well as support probably 95%
well, listen,
of what he does.
He does need to be a little bit more. Forget that.
Next story.
Just really quickly.
He does need to be a little bit more careful, I think, in his language.
The Babylon Bee is celebrating the fact that the fact checkers are gone from Facebook, and they have listed the top times that the Babylon Bee was actually fact-checked in their satire. One was CNN purchases an industrial-sized washing machine to spin the news before publication. Someone actually fact-checked that as false. And this one, too. Ocasio-Cortez appears on The Price is Right, guessing everything is free. No, she didn't.
They fact-checked those?
They fact-checked those.
Well, I'm glad they had time to waste. It's a satirical website. It was never intended to be believed as fact.
Good thing Facebook got to get rid of their third-party fact-checker.
I wonder if the Navy will be taking, like, cruises to Greenland.
Just doing a drive-by?
Drive-by. And
hey, listen.
You can pay to be on the ship.
It's kind of like the mafia. You just drive by slowly.
It's like China and Taiwan.
You're gonna sell your business to me or not?
All right, folks, have a great day. Thank you for listening.